is too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back here at 98Q Country, as we have boys varsity baseball here in Park Falls. Swarming and Screaming Eagles are hosting the Unity Eagles, and the Screaming Eagles are leading 9-0 as we are entering into the fourth inning. Excuse me. Eagles have done a great job pretty much doing everything today, as they obviously have a shutout. No perfect game or nothing, right? Because we've had a single and for the Unity as well. But shutout's a big deal. The Eagles are doing a great job of getting contact, staying alive. Even when the inning is at two outs or the batter has two strikes, they're staying aggressive, yet patient, and able to drive runners home. All right. Isaiah Fugate is now at bat, who was the pitcher that relieved William Olson. And let's see if he can't make a name here for himself in this inning. First pitch is going to come right down the middle by Corbin Phillips. No swing, strike one. Just looking at Fugate, the guy is strong. If he can get contact here, he can drive one deep. Let's see if he can do it. High pitch. Ball one. One count here, no outs, nobody on. It's just the start of the top of the fourth. Isaiah has to jump out of the way of the ball. As we now got 2-1. Here comes the pitch. High again, 3-1 on the count. Isaiah's doing a good job of not being too aggressive here and allowing the pitches to come to him. Corbin's ready. Here's the pitch. Checks his swing again. Ump says, yep, he did it. That's ball four. He takes his base. Great at bat for Isaiah Fugate, who for Unity, they just need on base. They don't care how you do it. Just get on base. This is the first step to getting points. And now number 19 is set up to come at bat. And I believe he's substituted in. Let me check his name quick. Stolen base attempt. Slides in at second. Safe. Nice job by Isaiah. That ball and the pitch ended up being a ball, so it's now a 1-0 count, and I'm looking for number 19 here. Bennett Mitchell, who is now at bat. Yep, Bennett Mitchell. There we go. Designated hitter. Here we go. Checks his swing as that was high. 2-0 in the count now. Corbin's been throwing high since he entered into this inning. He seems to have a little bit more speed on his pitch, so I wonder if he's just trying to get them to swing. Next pitch, here it comes. Right down the middle, strike one. Good follow-up pitch after that, pushing the count to 2-1 now. Runner in scoring position for Unity, first time today. And let's see if they can get a point on the board. Here comes the pitch. Good hit. Going to left field. He's running back for it. I don't think he's going to get there. Off of the wall at the warning track. That was almost a homer. He's going to run, gets to second base. He can't get there in time, and he's going to be called out. Number 19. I can see why he's the designated hitter. He's got some power. He just could not turn the base fast enough. And that was a great throw-in from the left fielder to get it to second base very quickly, faster than I think he was ready for it. And Bennett is out. Bennett Mitchell, great hit, gets the RBI, gets the point on the board, is now 1-9. Unity is beginning to dig themselves out of this hole. One out now. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. Number 22, Henry Christensen, is now at bat. Here's the pitch. High again. Ball two. One out. You're in the top of the fourth. Screaming Eagles. I can't call them the Eagles because that's Unity. Screaming Eagles lead 9-1. Low pitch there. That's going to be ball three. 3-0 count now. All righty. See if Henry can follow up on that big hit. And he follows it up with a walk. Nice job of being patient, good eye, and getting on base. Have a runner on the first base. And number 35, Andrew Stevens, first baseman, is at bat. One out here, one base runner at first. Here's the pitch. Right down the middle, strike one. He's getting set. Here's the pitch. Stolen base attempt. It's coming into second. Does not get there. And Unity is able to steal second successfully. And now they have a runner in scoring position with one out here at second base. Here in the top of the fourth. Andrew Stevens' job just got a little bit easier. If he can get a nice single, get some contact, he can potentially get his team another point. Gets contact. It's popped up, though, and the shortstop gets underneath it, gets him out. Nice catch. We're now at two outs here in the top of the fourth. Base runner at second base for Unity. And number 18 is now at bat, and that is Taylor Greppy. Gets contact, that's going to go right to the second baseman. He gets the grounder, throws it to first, gets the out, and retires the side. We'll now be moving into the bottom of the fourth. Screaming Eagles, they give him one run, but just one run, and they hold on to a commanding lead of 9-1. Unity, obviously you wanted more, but you know what? Getting the zero off of the board, getting the one is honestly a weight lifted off the shoulders. There's still plenty of game to play here today. Let's see if they can retire the Screaming Eagles side and get back at bat and start to chip away at this lead for the Screaming Eagles. Man, you want to put a stamp on this game and try to score 2 to 3 to 4 more runs to really cement yourself and make it hard for that comeback. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have some more baseball for you here on 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you today's game between the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Unity Eagles here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Score is 9-1. Screaming Eagles in the lead. And it is in the bottom of the fourth. And they are looking to add to their score. Isaiah Fugate is still the pitcher after relieving William Olson in the third inning. Excuse me. And we'll see. His foot slipped there on that. They're doing practice pitching. So if you hear pitch and catch behind me, that's what you're hearing. he just gets a couple of those. All right, there we go. Tony Petzl is now getting ready to enter the batter box. The fielders are taking their position, and the game will resume here shortly. All right. Bottom of the fourth starts now. Zero outs. First pitch. Here it comes. Contact made. That's going to be a base hit as that went left center. And that's going to be getting by the left fielder, throws it to second base, keeping Tony at a nice single to open up this inning. All right. Tony Petzl, who just got the single, is going to be substituted out for pinch runner. And number 23 will be running for him. I don't have his name in front of me. For those who know who number 23 is. Koskovars. Okay, yeah, Mark is out there. Got it. Thank you. Mark is out there running. Here comes the pitch. stealing second. It's a high pitch, throws it to second, slides, safe. Nice job from Mark. Is substituted in and it immediately makes an impact. Good job by him, who gets a second base and is now in scoring position here in the bottom of the fourth with zero outs. And number eight, Kellen, has a good opportunity to knock him home. 1-0 the count, 2-0 the count after that pitch. All right, here comes the pitch. Golf swings, it gets contact, but that's going to be a foul. He's able to dig that one out and get a foul ball on that. That was a low pitch. 2-1 is now the count. Kellen getting ready to continue his at-bat. Here's the pitch. Contact again, but that's going straight backwards, way over the crowd. Waiting to see if I hear a car alarm. That's why I don't park over there. Here's the next pitch. Little high, called ball. We now have a full count. Full count. Who's going to come out on top on this little pitcher's duel? Pitch, contact made, goes to second. Oh, the second baseman couldn't get it on the full extension. And that's going to be a single by Kellen and an advance of a base runner for Mark to third. That wasn't not an error. That just that was a fast grounder. The second baseman, Henry Christensen, made a great extension. He just couldn't get to the ball in time, so it ended up going to the right fielder. And Byron McKenzie ended up having to get it to first base. All right. Number five, Aiden Bushman, is now ready to bat. Already got a couple ribbies this game, and he's got an opportunity for some more. There's a base runner on first and third. Soon to be second if he can steal this base, and he does. Nice job by Kelt. Notice a great opportunity there and to steal second base. Okay. Runner on second and third. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. Or sorry, ball two, excuse me. No outs here in the top, bottom of the fourth. Huge, as we have two runners in scoring position here. Here's the pitch. That's a pop-up. That's going to go up, 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 over, and foul. All right, strike one there. So 2-1 count now. Aiden getting ready to receive the pitch. Here it is. Contact. It stayed fair play. I thought that was going to be foul, but that's fair. That's going to be one score, one run scored, two runs scored, and that's a nice double. Great job. Why? And that's what they tell you. Don't just sit and pretend it's a foul. Run. You let the ump tell you if it's a foul. And that ball stayed fair just barely. And because of that, the score is now 11-1. Screaming Eagles lead over Unity. There's a runner now at second. High swing. We like to call that the chop. He had to bring the bat downwards on that one. 0-1 now on the count. Number 25 at bat, Joe Orgow. Pitch. Oh. We got a pause. Oh, a balk. Okay. The ump just called for a balk, and so that's going to advance the runner from second to third. All right, here's the pitch. In the dirt, ball one. 1-1 now is a count. For you, for those listening at home and you think, what was a balk? Well, guess what? I don't know either. I just know it owes to the next base. I know there's like five reasons for a balk, and I'm not going to figure out which one it is. So there we go. Either way, the end result's the same. The runner went from second to third. And that makes the Screaming Eagles' job easier as Joe Workow. There's zero outs right now, you know. And because you lead 11-1, there's no reason to do a sacrifice bunt. You just want to swings away here. And he does. Grounder is going to go to third. Can he get it to first? Throws it. Good extension. Oh, he drops the ball. Andrew Stevens had to make a really long extension for that throw. They couldn't do it. Sam Majewski, the third baseman, tried to double pump his arm there on the throw and just couldn't get it there in time. And so Eagles able to have another run knocked in. It's now 12-1, and they have a runner back at first base. Number two, Caden, is now ready to be at bat. High pitch, stolen base on its way. He can't do it. He's out. Great job by the catcher. Taylor, able to deliver the ball to second base and get the out. First out of the inning. First out of the inning there. That's about on the fourth. Ball one. Ball two. 2-0 now the count. Take a little sip of water here. All right. And the pitch. I mean, a strike. Kellen tried to duck the ball there. The ump wasn't buying it. Strike one. 2-1 now. Strike two. Two-two's the count. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch. And call ball three, and now we have a full count here. Kellen ready to receive the pitch. Did I say Kellen? I meant to say Caden. I apologize. Caden Kruger was at bat and was able to fight that one out and get the walk as the fourth ball came in. Number three, now the pinch runner for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, comes in for Caden Kruger. Who's number three? Dominic Seabury is the pinch runner now. Thank you so much. Here's the pitch on the next batter, Corbin Phelps. Swami and Screaming Eagles lead 12-1 here in the bottom of the fourth with one out here. Runner on first. The count 1-0. Here comes the pitch. Contact made. It's kind of floating. It's going to land behind the third baseman for a single. Excuse me. That will advance the base runner. Dominic Seabury is now at second base. And Corbin Phelps is now at first. One out here. Marcus Purdy is now ready to at bat. Puts his number four in the dirt and enters the box. All right. Here's the pitch. Here it comes. Low. Ball one. Eagles looking for some more scores here. High pitch, ball two. I'm pretty sure that the mercy rules kick in the fourth inning if they have a 15-point lead. Right now the Eagles have an 11-point lead with one out and two runners on base. Hit goes right by the third baseman who tried to extend for it. It stays down the line all the way to the left field. That's going to be a double that advances one runner home. And now we have a runner on second and third. And the score is 13-1. Screaming Eagles, just at all phases of play, are overwhelming the Unity Eagles. All right. Coach is going to talk to his team. They're having a mound meeting. As I was saying, I think the Eagles, I can't remember if it's the fourth or fifth inning, I was talking to some of the guys up here, that if in the fourth, if there's a 15-point lead, they'll call the game. So the Eagles lead by 12. It's 13-1 right now in the bottom of the fourth. There's one out, and now there's a runner on second and third, both in scoring position. And we'll see here what happens going forward. Do we have another pitching change? Looks like we do. And that's going to be number... I'm just checking. I'm going to make sure I got all my guys here. Number 22 will be substituting in for pitcher. I'm just checking my list here. All right, well, I'll try to get his name when we come back. We're going to take a quick commercial break because he's going to get his warm-up pitches. We'll come back. We'll have some more baseball for you. Don't go anywhere here on 98Q Country.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Bid online anywhere, anytime until the auction ends. With new auctions every week, you'll never know what items you'll find. Real estate, antiques, tools, and more only at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah! Bid online anywhere, anytime, right up until the auction ends. From land and homes to vehicles, antiques, and heavy machinery, Heckman Auction has it all. New auctions launch every week, so there's always something new to discover. It's easy, it's exciting, and it's all at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Welcome back here in 98Q Country as we are ready to resume play as the Unity pitcher, the second reliever coming in today, number 22, right-hander, comes in for his first pitch and hits. It's going to be big contact and it's going to be caught by Isaiah Fugate, who has resumed his shortstop position and immediately makes a catch and immediately gets it out. All right. We now have two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. In number seven, Isaiah Bogart is now ready to hit. All right. I was unable to figure out who number 22 is. Not everyone on their roster has a number, but it is for sure a freshman or a sophomore on their roster. So looks like they're just trying to get Isaiah off the mound, get him back in the shortstop position, which, I mean, he made an immediate impact there. Next pitch comes in. That pushes the count. It was a ball to 1-1 now with two outs. All right, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2 count now. Isaiah Bogart has a runner, has runners in second and third, both in scoring position, with two outs though. Okay. Here's the pitch. High. Looks like that slipped out of his hand a little bit on his windup. It just looked like a gentle toss to the catcher. And now we have a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the fourth. Here's the next pitch. Contact made. It's dug into the ground. Goes right to Isaiah Fugate at shortstop. Throws it in. Gets it to first. And, man, upon leaving the pitcher mound, he makes immediate impact and is involved in both outs to end this inning at shortstop. Great recovery for him. Good mental for him. And with that, we will be officially moving to the top of the fifth inning. The Eagles were able to score four more runs to push the score to a 13-1 here in Park Falls. We're going to take another break as they're switching sides here on 98Q Country. We'll have more baseball when you return. Don't go anywhere.
Logger United Booster Club provides essential funding for many things for the school district of Phillips. Since 2017, assisting the district in raising over $220,000 in funds from sponsors for youth sports uniforms, athletic sports equipment, band equipment, academic and co-curricular departments, registration and transportation fees, trophy cases, a scoreboard, and much more. Logger United Booster Club, serving the school district of Phillips with pride and dedication. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you today's game between the Shawanoe and Screaming Eagles hosting the Unity Eagles. We are just about to enter the fifth inning. The Screaming Eagles, Shawanoe, is leading against Unity 13-1. Okay? Now, last inning, I talked about mercy rules where in the fourth inning they have to be leading by 15. In the fifth inning, that they have to be leading by 10. Okay? So, right now they're leading by 12, so that means that if the Eagles can get these next three outs and keep it at a 10-point differential minimum, the game will be over. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Number 12 is at bat, William Olson, for Unity. So Corbin Phelps still at bat. He's just got to get these next three batters out and keep that lead, ball one. And this game will be over here, at least for the Eagles. They want it done shortly. For Unity, though, you get three runs, right? You get three runs, push it to 4-13. This game can continue. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2 count now. You get 3 points, maybe the start of a rally. Let's see what happens. I've seen crazier things in sports. All right, Corbin Phelps lines it up, throws it in. Pop up high. The only one catching that's a crowd member, so that's going to be a foul. All right. 1-2 count remains as Williams gets ready. Closed stance, trying to hit it to right field. That's off the ground. Ball two. All right, here comes the pitch. Contact made, but it's a foul tick backwards. 2-2 remains the count here. Top of the fifth. Just starting here in this top of the fifth inning. No outs. William is the first batter. Next pitch. In the dirt. Bounces past the catcher. Hits the ump right in the chest. So it is full count. All right, full count here. All righty. Ump's just taking a minute as he got hit in the neck with that thing. And he's good to go. Next pitch, high, ball four. Nice job by William Olson. Stay alive in that at-bat and get the walk, get on base. You need to score 3 runs this inning. And one of those runners is on first base. Okay, number 5 is now ready for his at-bat, Sam Majeski. First pitch will go wide, ball one. Runner on first, no outs. Corbin pitches, swing and a miss. We have a steal, attempt for steal for second. He's called out. Great job by number 7, Isaiah Bogart, who was able to get the field and then get that him out at second. So now, Screaming Eagles are 2 outs away from ending this game here in the fifth inning. If you're just joining us, the Shawanoe is leading 13-1 here in the top of the fifth. And if they retain their lead of 10 points or more, mercy rules kick in and the game will be over. Next pitch, high, ball two. That's now a 2-1 count as we resume with Sam Majeski at the plate. Sam Majeski getting ready to receive the pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Corbin's got a couple strikeouts this game, just two, but he's done a good job of basically putting the ball where they can't get clean hits. They're always grounders and they stay in the infield or pop-ups. And with that, the couple strikeouts just moved to a few as that ball got right by the batter on a swing and a miss. Strikeout. All right, Corbin Phelps is now one out away from ending this game. Number nine, Xavier Nadel is at bat. Here comes the pitch. Little outside, called outside, ball one. 1-0 count, two outs here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-1. All righty. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball two. 2-1 now on the count with two outs here in the top of the fifth. Schwamigan leads 13-1 against Unity. See if they can't get one more out here. Here comes the pitch. Contact made. Does he catch it? It doesn't. It falls in front of the second baseman who was able to get the ball, field it to first base, and get the out. And with that, the game will be officially called here in the top of the fifth, as they were able to get the third out after great defense, good fielding by the infielders, outfielders, great pitching today, great hitting. If you were to make a checklist of all the things you want to do right, the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles checked them all as they exit this game with a smashing victory, 13-1 against Unity. Great day for baseball and a great day for the home team to defend their field and hold on to that. With that, they should be playing on Tuesday in Maple Northwestern in the North Northwoods. It's about an hour, 45, 48 minutes from here. And so just keep an eye on the schedule for that game going forward. And with that, congratulations to the Screaming Eagles to have a dominant show today and to win here going forward. Thank you to Unity for coming out playing today. Great sportsmanship from both teams. We love to see it. The crowd had a great traveling crowd today and seeing the family and friends, so it's good to see that too, as well as the home crowd coming to support their team as well. With that, I'm Stephen Jellin. On behalf of 98Q Country, thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend as we are ushering in a beautiful, beautiful summer. All right, have a nice day, and goodbye.
Get the best seat in the house at Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Two strikes for the Trump tariffs in court, but then an appeals court umpire waved them ahead today. That puts on hold the earlier rulings and said that Trump cannot invoke emergency powers.
The White House says the appeals court ruling is a, quote, positive development. Spokesman Kush Desai says in a statement that regardless of how this issue plays out in court, the president will, quote, continue to use all tools at his disposal to advance trade policy that works for all Americans. Meanwhile, the White House says it continues negotiations with countries all around the world to try and reach trade deals. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two big retailers say tariffs are hurting their profits. Gap took a big hit and Best Buy lowered its outlook. Mediterranean Shipping Company is dropping business at the port of New Orleans because of declining demand tied to tariffs. Homeland Security announcing the arrests of more than 100 undocumented migrants from a construction site in the College Town neighborhood of Tallahassee. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
St. Croix Rods would like to alert you that they have been made aware of fraud attempts. There are videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions, but this is a phishing scam and is not St. Croix. The way to be eligible for real promotions and official offers is to sign up for their newsletter. Again, the videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions is false. It is not St. Croix, and those are phishing attempts. Remember, being aware of what you click on is very important, and when in doubt, always check official sources. The Park Falls Public Library has a notice. Kids should be on the lookout for Elmer the Elephant all over Park Falls this summer. Once you spot him, stop at the library for a chance to take him home at the end of the summer. This is taking place June 16th through July 25th. And once again, kids should be looking out for Elmer the Elephant, who is a multicolored patchwork elephant, all over Park Falls this summer for a chance to take him home. Everyone gets to enjoy Wisconsin State Parks, Trails, and Waters for free next weekend. Brittany Merlot tells us how it coincides with Clean Water, Clean Boats annual drain campaign.
It's the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend, where state park admission fees are waived, fishing licenses aren't needed, and neither are trail passes for the first weekend in June. You get to explore 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes.
Definitely in Wisconsin, we know that we have a challenge of having invasive species in our waters, and we can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then becoming partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the low 50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer for tomorrow. A stray storm or two in the afternoon. High around 80. This weekend, highs of 70 to 75. It's 74 right now. 98Q Country.
a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. And I said I wouldn't call, but I'm a little drunk and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you
to park, gave us some girls that stole her hearts, gave us some books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk, gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows, I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it, yeah, we sure paint it. Every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too
back row pew. Good dirt that the corn grows through. Good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them.
buddy.
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break them. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. And I don't mind telling all the guys I can't meet them. Hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just gotta see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party. Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone. And I'm gone so long, hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party. If it's 2 in the morning and you're feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing, go ahead and call me, call me, call me. If you don't have to worry about it, baby, you can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
Country.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then becoming partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the low 50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much warmer for tomorrow. A stray storm or two in the afternoon. High around 80. This weekend, highs of 70 to 75. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
98Q Country.
Copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough.
Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98 Q Country.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on is getting close. I'm coming over. I'm all alone, but you're on my phone, telling me you miss me and that you're at home. Who knows what we are in the morning? All I know is I want you, so I'm coming. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it's